Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Hello, everyone. It's Charmaine Hammond again with Positive Radio. Gosh, I just love doing this show because I get to meet amazing people around the world, but I also get introduced to some products and organizations that are doing just such great work and making a difference in animals' lives and, you know what, in people's lives. And tonight's guest is one of those people. We are speaking tonight with Chris Meiring, who is the Director of Marketing at Zooks. And I'll tell you, I love their website. The website is zooks.com, Z-U-K-E-S.com. And Chris has more than 17 years' experience with the company and in the pet specialty and animal welfare nonprofit sectors. He's had a lot of positions within the company, beginning as the webmaster in 1996, and he continued as the lead web developer, the e-commerce manager, the manager and director of Zooks' primary marketing vehicle. And he has done a lot of different functions in this incredible, incredible business. He's also played a key role throughout history in product development and the whole evolution of the Zooks brand, and he's going to talk to us about that tonight. He's also the founder of the Dog and Cat Cancer Fund, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping families afford cancer treatment for their pets. And I love this whole concept and what the Dog and Cat Cancer Fund is all about. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you, Charmaine. So happy to be on.
Me too. I got to tell you, your website over at zooks.com just kind of pulls you in.
Well, that's great to hear, because that's how we designed it, and glad to hear that it actually is serving its purpose very well.
Oh, well, I just enjoy being on the website. And to be really honest, I kind of lost time, Chris. I got on there and looked up, and it was half an hour later or something like that. So really enjoyed learning about Zooks. Why don't you tell our listeners how Zooks came to be, what Zooks stands for, a little bit about its history.
Yeah, no problem. So Zooks was founded in 1995 by actually my brother, Patrick Meiring. And it's kind of an interesting story. Patrick wasn't in the pet business at all. He was doing some business development and strategic development for companies. And He was outside of Durango, Colorado, where we have our corporate offices. And he was hiking with his dog named Zook. And he was actually not even hiking. He was kind of trail running. He was a big athlete at the time.
Wow.
And ran Zook up to the top of this overlook, and that's on the website as well. But when he got to the top of this overlook, he was kind of exhausted himself, and he noticed Zook was really exhausted. So he took a piece of his, I think it was a Cliff Bar at the time, and energized himself, and then he had this light bulb moment sitting on the top of this mountain going, there's nothing like this type of nutrition available for dogs.
Wow.
And so he fed Zook a piece of his energy bar. Zook took 15 minutes and then perked back up, and then they made it back down the mountain. And that was the day he decided he was going to create a company that was dedicated to creating natural, healthy, nutritious products for dogs and then eventually cats.
Wow. I love the story, and I mean, many of us dream about having that light bulb moment at the top of a mountain, and it actually happened to him. It was for real.
Yeah, it's a literal light bulb moment that went off. He then moved back. We were living in Durango, or in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the time, and so he went back to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and literally, this is another true story. literally started the product and the company in his garage.
Wow.
And, you know, so it's a inspirational moment that turned into an actual idea, and then he prototyped out his first products in his garage in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Wow. You know, what I love about these stories, this is why I so enjoy doing this radio show, is that you get to hear these stories about how somebody's business or product or concept came to be. And one thing that I've really noticed is that there seems to be a common thread with people who worked in the animal world in some way, is that something that drives everybody is passion and purpose. And again, you've captured that, Chris, with the story of how Zoox came to be.
Yeah, we're passionate about pets and passionate about fueling them with the best possible products we possibly can. And you know, Patrick lives that. We like to say we're an outdoor company that happens to sell dog and cat treats, because he was inspired by the outdoors when he was outside with his dog Zoox, and decided to create something to help his animal. So it's almost a welfare mission as well, that he wanted to help his dog when his dog was in need and started a company to
right.
do that.
Perfect. Wow. And what are some of the products that Zoox offers, and where can people buy the products? How do they get a hold of them?
Well, let's see. Second question first. We are in probably about 7,000 or 8,000 independent pet retail stores across the United States and Canada.
Ooh.
We're in probably most of your local independents up there, and we're in your national chains, the Canadian chains as well,
mm-hmm.
as well as some of the larger Petco's, PetSmart's, regional chains down here in the States, like Pet Supermarket and Pet Food Express. So we're in all sorts of locations. You can find us just about anywhere.
And, of course, on the web. I was really impressed, actually, Chris, when I was on your website, which, by the way, folks, is zoox.com, Z-U-K-E-S. I was just amazed at how accessible your products are. They really are everywhere, which is phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, and we try to see the website as a resource for our customers, and we do sell online, but we really encourage our customers to go to their local store
mm-hmm.
and support their local communities and purchase their products in that, you know, the brick and mortar store down the street, if at all possible.
Wonderful. And a little bit about the products. What kind of products would people find from Zoox?
Well, I'll start back at the beginning. The first product inspired when Patrick was up on that mountain, he named it Powerbone. And it was for that athletic dog in the family. And, you know, it was a product that create, and we still have it in the form of little power bites now. And it is a product that's designed to kind of fuel an active dog. And
mm-hmm.
then we realized that not all dogs are active. And so we just created an entire line of nutritious, healthy, natural treats that serve a whole number of purposes in a dog's life. Another fantastic product we have is it's for when those dogs get a little bit older in their lifetime and they start getting hip and joint issues. And we all know that glucosamine and chondroitin can help with those hip and joint issues.
Yes.
And so when Zoox got a little bit older, we actually created a product called Hip Action. And it has an effective dose of glucosamine and chondroitin in a really tasty, natural, healthy treat. So fantastic way to get glucosamine and chondroitin into your dog's diet when they're getting to middle age and a little bit older.
So important, so important. Wow, so real great variety of products and healthy products as well.
Oh, yeah. Healthy is the key. If it's not healthy, we don't make it. So that's kind of one of the benchmarks when we're creating new products is this a healthy way to treat your animal? Another example, our biggest selling product is called Mini Naturals, and it was launched in 2003, and it's a little 3-calorie training treat. So, again, super healthy, natural ingredients, whole food ingredients, and only 3 calories. So you can train that puppy all day long, or you can train that older dog to learn new tricks and not overfeed them and not plump them up, which we don't want for
exactly.
a pet either.
Well, you just got my brain churning because we are teaching our dog, Toby Jr., to potograph the books that are all about him. And I'll tell you, I'm going to be marching down to our store and getting some of the mini naturals because I think he's figured me out. He figures now he gets a treat when so he's actually delaying the progress. I can see it in his eyes. He's trying to scam me into just getting more treats because, amazingly enough, the third time he got it, but then he kind of did this slow motion. Hey, wait a second. I need the treats. I got to slow down the progress. So there you go, mini naturals. Toby Jr. is going to be testing those ones for sure.
Yeah, so if he gets to that point where he won't act on command for the mini naturals, we've got another awesome product, and we call it Z fillets. You guys would call it Z fillets. And
okay,
I've been to Toronto a few times selling the product, so I got used to the Z pretty quickly. But they're a jerky style treat, but they're very easy to break apart into tiny little training pieces. So they're what we call our ultimate high reward training treat. Dogs go. We created an icon on the package called Crazy Tasty, and we created it because of this product. The dogs go absolutely bonkers for this product.
So I'm going to have a stash of those on hand too.
Have a stash of those, and if he's not reacting to something, the mini naturals, if he's like, hey, Mom, I'm tired of that, switch him over to the upgrade him to the Zed Filet, and guarantee you he'll like those.
Well, I will keep you posted on how we do with that and get some good footage and photos to send you guys over to Zooks. Hey, everyone, we're talking to Chris at Zooks. Man, I love this organization. I love what they're offering in terms of healthy products for dogs and now cats. And we're going to talk to Chris now about an organization, a foundation that he has started, who is having incredible success. They've reached some important milestones, and that's the Dog and Cat Cancer Fund. Now, I know, Chris, this is really near and dear to your heart. Tell us a little bit about the Dog and Cat Cancer Fund, and, boy, you've reached some incredible success with this in terms of how many animals you're helping.
It's been a great way to give back. You know, companies do well, and you need an outlet to give back to your community, and we wanted to give back to the pet community. And Patrick and I founded this organization in 2007. And the reason we did it was because Zook, who was the inspiration for creating Zooks, the company, he died of cancer at an early age. He was only 8 years old.
Wow.
So at that point, we decided, hey, let's do something about it. That was 2001. We kind of noodled the idea around and tried to figure out what we were going to do to best help pets. And what we came up with was the Dog and Cat Cancer Fund. And it's an organization whose goal is to help families pay for cancer treatment when they can't afford it. And cancer in the canine and feline communities touches up to 50% of pet parents. So.
Wow.
The need's out there, and we're a need-based organization that helps those families when they're unable to pay for those vet bills if they're cancer-related.
Well, I love what you're doing, and I mean, for so many people, I've talked to folks on the radio show where this is one of the most traumatic situations they would ever deal with in their life when they have a pet, their family member, and they can't afford the cost of treatment, and it's devastating for them, and it's amazing that Zooks has taken this on and is helping so many families, so many animals. And you guys had a huge milestone. I was reading one of the press releases that Sarah, and by the way, I love the emails in your company, by the way. They're not just the person's name at Zooks. Everyone has a really cool, funky title. I love that. And
we call it the bone title.
Yeah. I just love that your brand just comes through everything that Zooks does. And I was reading this press release, and wow, you guys have, through the Dog and Cat Cancer Fund, have donated more than $175,000 to the Dog and Cat Cancer Fund. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's been a great
woo-hoo!
Woohoo! Yeah. When we founded it, I started the nonprofit, and I got with Patrick and said, hey, let's make sure this thing's sustainable. You know, a lot of nonprofits come and go, and we wanted to make sure it was sustainable. So he had Zooks donate a portion of every single purchase. So every time you go to the store and you buy one of those bags off the shelf, a portion of that sale goes directly to the Dog and Cat Cancer Fund. So
Wow. It's
a sustainable source of funds for the Cancer Fund, which then ultimately ends up helping your neighbor or your friend or someone at that pet store you frequent, and you know, helps them pay their bills and helps them get a little, you know, year or two extra time with their beloved pet. Like you said, they're our family members. I mean, I don't have children, and I know my pets are my children.
Me too. We're in the same boat, and I know lots of our listeners are there too. Yep.
Yeah, so it's been a great, great thing, and we've helped up to over 250 dogs and cats. We helped over 100 in 2013 alone.
Wow.
So it's exploded in growth, and, you know, we're out there helping families all over the United States and Canada every day be able to pay those bills and give back to those pets. You know, they dedicate themselves to us every single day. They're waiting for you when you come home. They know when you grab your car keys that they get to go for a ride, and, you know, when they're in need, we want to be able to give back, and it's just a great way to give back and inspired again by, you know, a real life story that affected our family.
Well, I think it's so powerful when you hear those stories. And I think for people as they're going in the store to pick up dog treats, you know, these are kind of the stories that connect people with the product as well. So when people remember, hey, a portion of this particular sale of the treat I'm bringing home for my dog, it's going to help somebody else's pet around the world who's in need. And I think that's such a powerful message behind the product. And I love that you guys are doing this, and I celebrate your success. And where can people find out more about the Dog and Cat Cancer Fund, and how can they support you with that, Chris?
I'll tell you. So the best way to check out the Cancer Fund, you talked about the stories, and if you go to the Dog and Cat Cancer Fund website, it's DCCFund, dogcatcancerfund.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a story for every pet we've ever helped in the history of the organization. And those stories are those touching stories that, you know, they make you want to get up and sell more dog treats and help more pets with cancer because they're so touching. It's also a great place to make a donation if you want to make a financial donation. It's a great opportunity to make a financial donation. But I think most importantly is if you or you know someone who has a pet in need and they can't afford that treatment, you can apply for assistance on the website, and we usually turn around applications in a week or two and are able to fund that pet if it qualifies and start paying those vet bills.
Wow. That is incredible, and what a resource. And when we do the blog after, I always do a couple of blogs after every show to keep listeners in touch with our incredible guests. I'll make sure that I put that direct link in there, Chris, so that people can access and they know where to go for help for their friends and families, pets as well. That's phenomenal. I really celebrate what you're doing. You know, part of this show that just gives me so much joy is meeting people like yourself and all your team members at Zooks that are working so hard to make the world a better place. And I really thank you for what you, your team, and Zooks and the fund is doing to make our world a better place.
Well, thank you for giving the opportunity for me to be on and reach a larger audience and let more people know about the company and the organization, and just, you know, that we're out there trying to keep pets healthy while they're young and fit, and then help them out if they are unfortunate and do come down with cancer later in their lifetime.
Wonderful. Well, I can't wait to have you on the show again, Chris. I know that we could probably talk for hours and hours about pets, animals, and all the good that you guys are doing in the world. I want to give a shout-out to all your team members as well. They've just been exceptional to work with in terms of pulling together the show tonight. And, again, thank you so much, Chris, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and look forward to doing another one with you.
Me too. Folks, we've been talking to Chris with Zooks. Z-U-K-E-S, Zooks.com. Head over to the website. You're going to fall in love with the website. Check out their products. They are available everywhere. Healthy, healthy treats for your pets. But the great part is that a portion of every sale, every purchase, goes towards helping a dog or a cat through the Dog and Cat Cancer Fund. Thank you all for listening.
I was so excited that this past week I went to the doggy daycare where we take Toby in Edmonton. Big shout out for Dog Spa in Edmonton. And we went in and there they were, all the Zooks treats lined up on the shelf. They carry Zooks there. So we bought some of the mini ones for Toby and he loves them. We were at a school presentation yesterday, 400 children in elementary school. It was Toby's first real live big event. He just rocked it. He was incredible, well-behaved, but most importantly, he just had 400 children staring at him the whole time. They were captivated and just so engaged with what Toby's message was. And, of course, the Zooks treats really, really helped us. So way to go. Thanks, Chris, for making us aware of those. We had such a fun experience in the school, and I just want to give a shout-out for some very, very special people. When we were at the school, Landing Trail Intermediate School, the other day, we walked in the gym, and there was a beautiful, beautiful poster that had been created by the students. And not only had they done beautiful graphics, they also of Toby and the books, they also, which I just love, they also put up messages from our book, the important concepts. So I'm just going to read off 16 very special people who we want to thank personally for creating the beautiful banner. If you haven't seen it, pop on over to our Facebook page, which is on Facebook, The Original Team Toby. I've pinned it right to the top of the page for the world to see. So let's give a big shout out to Chloe and Trinity and Amethyst and Jamie, Josh, Elaine, Brianna, Jaika, Summer, Derek, Nick, Sierra, Serena, Caden, Katie, and Mekan. Wow, you guys just made something very special for us that we will treasure. And this was the poster helpers. We're in Mrs. Kuchery's class. Thank you all very much. We really appreciate you, and it was so awesome to meet you. I wanted to spend a few moments talking about how do we engage volunteers in our organizations. Many listeners, whether they work for an organization in the animal world or a completely different area, we rely on our volunteers. They're such an important aspect of our service delivery, our fundraising, our board management, getting the organization started, the promotion, the marketing, and the list goes on. The volunteers wear so many hats. I've had the fortunate opportunity in my lifetime to volunteer for a number of community organizations and charities, and I always like to look back and reflect on what kept me there. You know, it isn't the paycheck because people are volunteering. So what was the inspiration? What was the motivation behind each of those roles to keep me there? Here's what I came up with. The organizations that I've committed to for many, many years are really clear on what their why is. That's right, what their why is. They know why they exist. They know why people need their services. And most importantly, they connect the volunteers and even the staff to that why. And the why is really the mission. It's the purpose. And it's the why that really fuels people's inspiration and their commitment, their desire to help. So make sure in your organizations you continually talk about the why and connect people to that purpose. The other reason I loved some of the organizations that I volunteered with was that they provided volunteers the opportunity to advance their skills in different areas. Now, this is a real plus, and I think back to one group that I volunteered with many years ago. We actually had a number of retired folks that came in a few hours a week to help us out in different areas. And I remember one lady saying that what she loved most about her volunteer work, certainly it was helping the clients. Her second favorite part of her volunteer job was that she was now in a position where she was learning new skills. And that was really helpful to her as someone who was retired and spent her whole life at a job. Now she was in a place where she could learn some new skills through this organization. Of course, the relationships are another reason how we can keep people engaged in our organization and association. And it's those relationships that last for years. And often what we see is that people move from one board or one organization, and they kind of move in small groups. The relationships have become that meaningful for them. So know the why. Give people the opportunity to develop new skills. Make sure that you're spending time helping them feel part of the team and really building that relationship and that friendship. And the other reason that volunteers stay engaged, and certainly why I stay engaged in my volunteer capacities, is that they feel recognized, but more so valued. It's not about the gifts and the recognition cards, really. It's about feeling valued. And when I think back to many positions I've held as a volunteer, when I can show up and take time out of my life and go and volunteer and really feel that I'm being of service, that I can contribute to someone's life in some way, that's really why we do it, why we volunteer. So I love the organizations that are working hard to recognize their volunteers in many ways, in many creative ways, and helping them feel engaged. Another element to keeping volunteers engaged, and this is a really interesting one, is also it's part of making them feel like they're part of the team. Not that they're coming in to just fill in for a couple of hours or do a job that we don't have money to pay someone for. It's so important that they know that their contribution really makes a big difference in the overall scheme of the organization. And another way that we can keep our volunteers engaged is provide them the opportunity to teach others. One of the organizations I was with years ago had a volunteer that had a certain skill set. She was an accountant in her first lifetime, and she actually came in and she provided mentoring to our administrative assistant. So she was there actually providing volunteer work for the clients that we served, but she was also able to mentor people and help advance the skills of the staff group, which was incredible for the organization. And of course, once that particular volunteer had moved on, the skill set still stayed in the organization. Now, one of the other elements that is so helpful to understand in volunteer organizations is around role clarity. I can recall so many times, folks, when I worked in organizations that were nonprofit, that the roles of the volunteers got very blurred, and it was really hard for them to understand where their job as a volunteer ended and where the staff's job began. So it's not only essential that we have role clarity for the clients, it's also essential for the effectiveness of the team. These are some ways that we can help keep our volunteers engaged in our corporations, in our nonprofit groups, in our charities, and our associations. We're a big fan of nonprofits. Of course, you know that Toby and I go and speak to nonprofits around the world. We speak to schools as well, and we love to be able to provide our services to groups that are in need. Now, a couple of reminders for everyone. We're on a kindness mission, so we would love to hear from you around what acts of kindness you have seen in your workplace or your community, and you can share those with us on Facebook. Love to join you in the conversation. And on Facebook, our handle is The Original Team Toby. Of course, our website is theoriginalteamtoby.com. Toby is spelled T-O-B-Y. Toby the dog is on Twitter. His Twitter handle is TeamToby2, and he's on Pinterest, and he's on YouTube. We just launched a brand new YouTube channel for Toby with all our favorite videos of him, and you can find that on YouTube, TeamTobyTV, all one word. We'd love to hear your comments on your videos, and we would love for you to share your pet videos with us on Facebook. I want to thank you all for joining us and being part of the conversation, part of the change. Look forward to being with you next week on Team Toby's Positive Radio. This is Charmaine Hammond. And until next week, let's be kind to one another.